Good morning, everyone. Today is the 14th of January, 2020. And we need to be reminded that God is more powerful than Satan. Satan has his emissaries, and they're real good. His emissaries are real good at presenting their case. The Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. He cast out many devils and suffered not the devils because they knew him. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. In my name they shall cast out devils. The God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. I just read from Matthew 28:18, Mark 16:17, and Romans 16:20. Whenever they came to take Jesus, he said, "This is your hour and the power of darkness. Thou couldst have no power at all against me except it were given thee from above." Satan had to get power. Satan had to get permission from God before he attacked Job, didn't he? Good morning, Troy Charbrough. Glad to have you with us this morning. And good morning, Katabalawa Gossin. And good morning, Yavid Bahati and Victor Paul Reba. Glad to have you with us, and those also that will join us on YouTube as well. I recently got a YouTube from an individual who saw something in a broadcast and made the statement, "I can't believe they went public with that." Well, you know what? Satan is the prince and the power that works in the children of disobedience. And so we have to be reminded that God is more powerful than Satan. Yes, Satan is the prince and the power of the air, and he seems to be having a heyday right now. But there's more with us than be with them. We're on the winning side. With banners unfurled, we'll tell the whole world that Jesus is captain and we are his bride. There's nothing to fear when Jesus is near, though fierce the conflict may be. We'll never give in the fight against sin, because with Christ, there's victory. There's more with us than be within. Lord, open our eyes to see the mountains around with chariots abound. We're trusting alone in thee. The devil may boast and marshal his host and fight in the battle array, but with Christ in the lead, we certainly succeed. He's already won the victory. Amen. He's victorious. We have so many instances throughout the Bible of the victorious conquering Jesus Christ. He was with the three children in the fire, the Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and it appeared like unto the Son of Man in the fire. And they came out and their clothes were not even, they couldn't even smell the smoke on their clothes, could they? He was with Daniel in the lion's den. He shut the lion's mouths. He was with the Israelites as they crossed the Red Sea on dry ground. And he rolled back the sea and made an opening for him, didn't he? And then as soon as Pharaoh and his cohorts began to step in, imagine he got, let them get in the middle, and then he just folded the waters right over on top of them. We have so many instances of God's victorious nature. And so God has our backs. Yes, we feel the sting of Satan and his attacks, but we also have the comfort and assurance in knowing that Jesus Christ is our King. There are those that would like to shut us up and no longer proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. They would like to get us on a sidetrack. They'd like to get us involved in something that would get our minds off the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came in the world to save sinners. That was his purpose. And he had an everlasting covenant between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit to do so. Scripture tells us he was slain from the foundation of the world. And he was manifested in time and hung on an old and cruel and rugged cross of Calvary for his people. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord's laid on him the iniquity of us all. There are those out there that they point the finger at other people, but there's three fingers pointing back at them. You know, no one is exempt from this sin problem. No one is exempt from this sin problem. But the good news is that God has laid on Christ the iniquity of all of his people. He was our sin bearer. And there are those out there that will lay charge against you and I as God's people. Well, you didn't truly repent. You didn't show enough penitence. It's amazing how other people think they can get inside someone else's heart in their head and read their minds. They think they're mind readers. Welcome aboard, Gonzi Ezra. I'm glad I don't have to give account to man. My account that I give is to God Almighty. My conscience can only be cleared through my relationship with Jesus Christ, not other people pointing their fingers at me. I'm glad I don't have to have a priest to confess my sins to, or a pope, or a confessor. The Roman Catholic Church is vile, filthy, in that they use the confessor's bench or whatever to gain control over people's lives. They have extorted millions of dollars from their parishioners by finding out the goods on them. It's called blackmail, extortion. Jesus Christ knows all about us. We can't hide. We can't hide. Adam tried to hide from God, didn't he? In the cool of the day, as God walked in the garden, he said, "Where art thou, Adam?" He knew exactly where Adam was. Adam tried to hide from God. There are many that try to hide from God underneath the veneer of pointing other people's sins out, thinking that's going to raise them up to a higher level by pointing everybody else's sins out. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Good morning, Andre Barros. Glad to have you with us this morning. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's where we trust in his precious blood. There's a song that says, I was an alien and death reigned within, sitting in darkness, walking in sin. Then Christ eternal, my Lord did bestow. Jesus has washed me whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, that beautiful snow. Wonderful story, can it be so? Tell me again, as onward I go, Jesus has washed me whiter than snow. Welcome aboard, Rick Vittori. Good to have you with us this morning. In this old nature, there's nothing that's good. I can't be perfect, try as I would. But there's one thing I can trust in, I know. Jesus has washed me whiter than snow. When I have come to the end of my way, and his last summons I must obey, may I be able to sing as I go, Jesus has washed me whiter than snow. Isn't that beautiful? We can't wash ourselves. We can't clean ourselves up. All of the good works we do are as filthy rags in his sight. But if we've been given the faith of Christ, we can trust in his perfect sacrifice. His sacrifice is perfect. As he hung there on that cruel and rugged cross of Calvary, he cried out, "It is finished." And the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom, and thereby granting us entrance into the Holy of Holies through our mediator, Jesus Christ. There is only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man, Christ Jesus. I never get tired of repeating what Christ said about himself. He said, I am the way. Good morning, Brother Leon Kennedy. Glad to have you with us, brother. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Not through a priest, not through a pope, not through a false Mary. Mary cried her Savior. Mary was not immaculately conceived. What does the sinner do when they realize they're a sinner too? You know, we should be crying out daily for mercy and grace, realizing we're living amongst those who are full of rage and hate. What evil abounds in the souls of men? We cry out for mercy and grace for God to protect us from all of this sin. Have mercy on me, O God, my Savior, should be our daily cry. Let not the evil one overtake one such as I. Daily in mercy and grace, God's children need each day until the evil one is taken out of the way. We're in a battle between the flesh, the spirit, and the devil. But Christ has already won the victory. He's already won the victory. All faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above. What does James say? Comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no shadow of turning. Of his own will he beget us to be the first kind of first fruits. Delivered to us through the Spirit, working by his eternal love. This gift of faith and salvation was an eternal decree given to us by the Father in past eternity. Before the foundation of the world, we were adopted into Christ. If you don't believe it, check it out, Ephesians 1:6. This everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice. Slain from the foundation of the world, it was decreed that Christ would die. He was manifested in time for such a worm as I. Yes, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, and God's people are secured forever by this eternal love. Jesus Christ did not give us temporary salvation. He gave us eternal life. And the life is in his Son, Jesus Christ. Well, I want to conclude this little time we had together this morning with something that I've read on this broadcast many times. I want to also welcome aboard Samuel Gundu. Welcome aboard. We're glad to have you with us this morning. Ask yourself the question, why? Why would Christ care for a sinner like me? Why would he love me before the foundation of the world? Why would he suffer and die on the cross? Why would he pay such a tremendous cost? Why would he promise to come again for me? Why would he send a comforter while I await his return? Why would he love me forever and never from me turn? He did it because he loved me, not because of any good that I would do or have done. He did it because the Father gave me to his Son. He did it because of an eternal pact between the three in one. This love I will never fully grasp or understand. The love answers the why. It was his eternal plan. Well, I want to encourage you today to realize that Jesus Christ paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And when before the throne we stand in him complete, Christ died our souls to save, our lips will still repeat. Jesus paid it all. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer in a special way. You're in our prayers, and I hope that we are in your prayers as well. God bless.